Hello, this is Karen Lopez from. Yes, can you hear me?
Is this Veronica?
No, my name is Karen Lopez.
Lopez.
My name is Karen Lopez.
Yeah, were you just calling me?
Yes, I called you.
Okay, because I was on the other line with my sister. And I put her on hold.
Okay. We can prove my call back later on. We are trying to do a survey today.
Survey of what?
It's about the upcoming November elections.
Okay, what do you do? Make it quick. What's the survey on?
I was telling you that I can do a call back later on, maybe in 1 hour.
Oh, no, because I watch TV and then I go to bed. To get up early. Go ahead, shoot. I hope there's not too many questions. How many questions?
Okay. Actually, I don't have a number because one question opens the next one, so I can't tell you the number. Okay.
Go ahead. Quick.
Okay. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I'm currently voting, and I'm a poll worker. I work at the poll.
Okay. Okay, and are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I'm independent.
Oh, independent, okay. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress,
yes, I will,
and other
offices? Definitely.
Okay.
I'm voting for the lady. I'm voting for Harris.
Okay, got it.
Yes.
And will you please tell me your age?
I'm 79.
Oh, 79, okay. And in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or White, or Hispanic. So how will you describe yourself?
I'm born Hispanic.
Oh, Hispanic, okay. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
I don't like DeSantis. They're wrong the direction. DeSantis.
Okay.
I don't like him. He's running
wrong direction.
Okay.
Now, thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic or independent?
Okay. Would you say that you will definitely vote for Democratic or lean towards the Democratic candidate?
I will lean to the Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations that you might have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion. And if you don't recognize one of them, that's okay, just let me know. And the first one is Project 2025.
Oh, no, I don't like that. That's 2025. That's Trump's done. No. Unfavorable for that one.
And is that very or somewhat?
Very. Very.
Okay, got it. Then we have Donald Trump.
You can hint to that. I don't like him. He's sexist. Sexist, racist, and only him. I don't like him.
Okay, so...
That's why I'm fighting the other way.
Okay, and that will be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very, very unfavorable.
Got it. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
Oh, we're going to skip all those because I don't know all them. I don't know. All them,
okay.
The Democrats in Congress or the Republicans. I have nothing with those. I usually just vote President Kent.
Okay.
President Kent.
Okay, got it. Then we have President Joe Biden.
I think he did a good job. He did a good job.
Okay, so that will be very or somewhat favorable?
Very, very, very. He put us in right path.
Okay, got it. Then we have Thomas Colifux.
What?
Thomas Colifux.
I don't know that person, so I'm not going to opinion on them.
Okay.
No comments on that.
Okay. Then we have MAGA Republicans.
No, I don't know them either. So.
Okay. The next one is Ron DeSantis.
Oh, forget it. No, unfavorable. I don't like him.
Okay, and is that
like
somewhat or very?
Very, very unlikely for me to vote for him.
Okay, then we have Darren Soto.
Who?
Darren Soto.
I don't know that person. I don't know.
Okay, and the last one is Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to vote for her. That's the one I'm going to vote for.
Okay, and is your impression very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable. He's a prosecutor. You bet it's favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve?
I don't know that. Skip. You have to skip him because I don't know.
Okay, skip got him. It. Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. And if the election for the United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Devin Mercosell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Is that Scott, who used to be governor of Florida? I would vote for Scott. He's good.
Okay. And if the election for the United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califex, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Neither of those. I don't know them, so I won't vote for them. Neither. I don't know them. I don't know. Not them. I can't vote for something I don't know. Don't know
okay.
Neither of them.
And which one do you lean more towards at this time, or any of them?
No. I don't lean towards any. Don't lean any.
Okay.
Neither.
Okay. Okay, got it. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation.
I don't know that guy, so I don't vote for people I don't know. So Soto is, I don't know. I don't know him, and I won't vote for him because I don't keep up with him.
Okay. Just let me read this statement and the other one, and let's skip the question, okay, because I need to read them. Okay. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans and veterans to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families then have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against...
I support anything that has to do with veterans on Medicare.
Oh, okay. And then we have Colonel Thomas Califex. He's an experienced business owner. I'm sorry?
I'm not going to vote for somebody I don't know. I don't know him either.
Okay. Just let me read this one and we'll skip it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's an experienced business owner.
No, I don't know him. I don't know him, and I don't vote for people that I don't know. I just leave that blank. I only vote mostly for presidents. And that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, can you please tell me which of the following issues I'm going to mention do you think is the most important for Congress to focus on right now? The first one is ending the gun violence epidemic, promoting traditional values in schools, tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering inflation and gas prices, making owning a home more affordable, securing our border.
All of those.
I need you to choose one.
Choose one. Which one is the most important?
Yes. Which one do you think is the most important to focus on right now?
The arms. Controlling arms.
Okay. And which one will be the next most important issue?
Voting rights. You have one on voting rights? Abortion
rights?
Abortion rights. Voting rights.
Oh, let me see. No, actually.
Okay, well, which would call again? Hurry up.
Okay, I'm going to read the choices again for you. Promoting traditional values in schools, tackling crime and improving public safety, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering inflation and gas prices.
Social Security.
Okay. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing? Will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? And here's the first one. Thomas Califox will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Which one is more important? Is that what you're saying?
No, if this is, how convincing is this? If this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not perfect?
What is convincing? Convincing is the border. No. The gun, if you have gun, or safety, public safety.
So is this reason very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does it have no effect on your decision?
No effect on my decision. The last one.
Okay. Then we have Thomas Califox will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for 30 years, Califox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
I believe that you should take care of your veterans. Definitely. They provide freedom.
Okay, so this will be very,
very important.
Actually, it's very convincing.
Very convincing, yes, very convincing.
Okay. Then we have Thomas Califox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending. Excessive.
No, I don't know that person. I don't know them.
I know. I'm just trying to get if you think that this reason will be convincing or not to vote for him. Even if you don't know them.
I don't know him, so that convincing.
Okay.
How much more? I gotta miss my movie here.
We are 57%.
Can we skip all the rest? Everything else is not important to me.
Actually, I can't just skip the questions.
Okay.
If you want to, I can.
You can what?
We can program a call back maybe tomorrow if you are okay with that.
Tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Why don't you do it tomorrow? Because I'm very busy now and I just got back from doing a lot of stuff and I'm tired.
Okay.
But you're going to keep the record, so you're not going to repeat everything again, are you?
No.
Keep going, right? It's not start over again.
No. We wouldn't start over.
No? No, we're going to start over?
No, we will start for, We will start from yes.
Okay. Okay, fine. Then call me tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
It's and I'm sorry, but I'm very tired and I really don't think much about those questions.
Don't worry. I understand. Well, thank you so much for answering my questions. And bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.